Welcome to Swords, Spears, and Arrows with Camille Babin, a podcast that features messages on spiritual formation, soul care, and a book club to help you win the battle within.
Hello and welcome to Swords, Spears, and Arrows. I'm your host, Camille Babin. Thank you for tuning in for another episode, and I'm very thankful that you take time out of your busy schedule to even listen. And today, there is a quick message that is on my heart. Even for me, it's like as I just sit and I realize that this is episode 41, and I cannot believe it because it's only the grace of God, it's only His goodness and His faithfulness and His mercy that allowed me to do it, because I can really trace back and even see from the time that the Lord has asked me to start this podcast, and I wasn't really sure because it's something that is so out of my comfort zone. But yet I had to trust, and I still have to trust on a daily basis to be able to do the things that is asked of me. And I know that the journey is not always easy. I know that even the things that even when we trust in the Lord, even when we believers, and He asks us to do certain things, it doesn't mean that because God asks, that means it's easy. It doesn't mean that because we love the Lord and we want to please Him, that means we will not feel it, you know, in some shape or form. It will have an impact on our own lives. It will sometimes even disrupt our routine. It will just affect even our norms and our schedules, and especially our comfort. And as I was thinking about it, even like yesterday, the word that I felt very strong on my heart, very heavy even on my mind, I kept hearing those words of, it's not over. And as I was hearing the word, I had two different images I could see. You know, it was just two representations of different people, but kind of meaning the same thing. And the first one was someone that had the headset, a headset on their head, or if you want an earphone, but it was more like the one that kind of crossed over the head, more like in when you will be maybe in a recording studio or even just like a podcast headset and those type of things. And I just saw the person standing up. You see, like when something doesn't go your way, let's say you're watching a sports game, and you know how you will just get up suddenly because they make maybe the wrong move, or you know, thing that you didn't want. Maybe your team is just losing and you're not happy, right? And you just get up like very abruptly. That was kind of the visual that I had. And as I would see that person, I was seeing that person getting up and removing their headset. It was really like even unplugging the cords. It was really, you know, when you're just tired and you just remove all these things. But, you know, with such a force that, you know, you can tell that they're a bit angry and they're not really happy. And immediately before I could even ask what was happening, I saw a second image of someone that was sitting with their legs crossed completely, like, you know, stretched legs and crossed, really like in a relaxing mode and kind of chilling, and with their arms just folded. And as I could hear the Lord say, it is not over. And I felt like it was a message that I almost didn't even record today because I wasn't sure. But then I really felt that impression on my heart that was the word that He wanted me to release today. And it's really for those of you that feel like the year is over. You feel like, you know, it's only the last month. And I mean, at least we only have 1 month to go, I should say, because November is almost to a close. And you don't seem to see the answers to your question. You don't seem to have the manifestation or to walk in the manifestation of the promises of God. It's like, you know it, right? You were holding on to it from the beginning of the year. You had high hopes and very high expectations. And you know, it's like every month you just were thinking, this is the month I will see it. This is the month I will see it. This is the day. And it just seems like the days are getting longer, and you just don't see anything. Nothing of the things that you were hoping for, the things that you were believing for, praying for and asking for, and even rejoicing in advance and praising in advance. You don't see those things. And now you're feeling weary, and now you're feeling disappointed, and now you start even to feel you know, like frustrated, and it's just as if, you know, like God didn't come through for you. And I have that message, like in my spirit, that God is speaking to you. If that's you and you feel like that, God is saying it is not over. Don't unplug. Don't unplug feeling like, oh, it's already the last month. November is almost gone. We only have December, especially when we take away the holidays. Then we feel like, you know, the year is already over. We can already see 2023 approaching. We can see, we feel like we're just on the eve, you know, of 2023. But God is saying, I'm not like a man. What I can do in one day, you know, it will take men many years to do it. So it's really for us to shift our perspective. And most importantly, it's for you not to lose your hope, because that's really what in this season we have to be very mindful and very cautious of, to guard our peace and to keep our hopes alive. Because our hopes, you know, in the Lord, in the Bible even tells us that those who put their trust, those who put their hope in the Lord, they will never be put to shame. So it's like, even for me personally, I've been standing on this word, declaring it every time I face a situation that doesn't align with what God has spoken. Every time, you know, I'm like, I see things, or I've always expecting something and I don't see it come to pass, I keep quoting this scripture. I keep declaring and reminding the Lord. I said, Lord, you say that you said it. You said in your word that those who put their hope in you, those who put their trust in you, they will never be put to shame. So God, I cannot be put to shame. And I have this favorite saying that I always like to say. I said, there is no shame in the Lord's game. I always love to say that, because it is true, right? We say there's no shame in my game, but it's really no shame in the Lord's game, you know, because I love to say, I say, Lord, if you take, you know, the glory, then you will take the shame, you know, you will take the blame. And I know that there is no blame in your name. There is no shame in your name. So this is not of you. So if it's not of you, and as a child of the Most High, this is definitely not my portion. Shame is not something that, you know, I'm not a candidate for shame. I am not that vessel. I am not that. I will not even participate in it. And I think at some point, that's really what you need to get up and just say. You need to have that righteous indignation. You need to have that holy anger rise inside of you and say, this is not my portion. I will not be put to shame. I will not walk in shame. Disappointment is not for me. You should not have my address. And it's really that, for us to keep waging a good warfare till the end. God is not done. Men can dismiss already this year. Men can already make plans for 2023 and say, like, you know what, you can kind of write this year off. But God is saying, don't you do that. Don't you write this year off. Don't you discount it. Don't you dismiss it. Don't you see it as if like nothing can happen anymore. God created the entire universe in 6 days, 6 days alone. And we have way more than 6 days. We still have like at least 36 days, if not more. I'm not even doing the math right, but I know at least that it's at least over 30 days, because we still have the entire month of December and 15 more days at least. So like at least 40, 45 days. And even as I remember, as I'm saying that, I'm reminded that we still have 40 days also. And 40 days really what it takes for breakthrough. 40 is the number of breakthrough. So why don't you just believe with me that, you know, even in the next 5 days, you can have a breakthrough. In the next 30 days, you can have your breakthrough, because God is the God of breakthrough. God is the God, you know, that will just show up at the beginning and at the end. He's not just the Alpha. He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. He's the beginning and He's the end. He's the first and He's the last. So if God maybe didn't, you don't feel like He showed up for you at the beginning of the year, guess what? Let Him show Himself as the Omega. Let Him show Himself to you as the finisher. Let Him show Himself to you as the one that can come at the last minute for you. I've seen God do that in my life. I've seen it done in my life. I've seen it happen in my husband and I so many times, over and over. And we like to encourage ourselves, you know, by keeping tabs on it, you know, and just reminding ourselves of what we've been through and how we had different things that were going on in our lives, and we're expecting God to move even at the last minute. Like I remember when we were getting married, it was really the day of that the Lord even came through for us to be able to pay the entire bill for the wedding, you know, to secure the venue, even pay for the photography. And I mean, all these different things, whether it was even for us to to move out of state, to move to buy a house. I mean, it's always been like that. We have many instances. Yes, there are times where it may be, you know, instantly. It's like as soon as you ask, then you see something happen. As soon as you maybe put your submit your application, like maybe your job application or a job interview, and immediately they call you. And I've been also two times when, you know, you just wait for a month before they call you back, and then they just call you. I've seen it happen, and I'm just here today to encourage you. Don't lose your hope. Don't dismiss it. Don't, you know, throw in the towel. Don't give up. Don't say, you know what, there's nothing I should expect from this year anymore. You have to keep expecting till the end, because the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, I love this scripture, even in the Passion Translation, it says you will have what your faith expects. You will have what your faith expects. And I kind of touched upon it last week when I was saying that we have to be ready to receive. We have to be ready for what we expect. How are we being positioned? And you still have to, you know, have expectation, because if you don't have expectation, guess what? You're going to get that still. You will get exactly where your expectations were or were not. You will have nothing. If your expectations were nothing, you will have nothing. And if you expect something, you will have that something and even beyond. And I always love to tell, you know, the people around me, I always say, give God something to work with, because it's only a zero that cannot be multiplied. I always said, even if God is the mighty God and is all, you know, like good and merciful, and we know our God is full of compassion, even in his sovereignty and his compassion. If you give him nothing, even if he wants to multiply by a billion, he will still give you nothing. But if you give him one, he can multiply that one, and you will have more than what you started with. So that's why I'm just urging you today. I'm not even here to encourage you or, you know, to just kind of pump you up, but I'm here just to ask you that you do not lose hope. I'm here, you know, to really urge you not to lose hope. Keep your faith in the Lord. Keep your hopes in the Lord. Don't see this year like already as it's over, because there are still many days and God can still come through. And I was also thinking about how in the 11th month, and don't you remember, or don't you know the saying, like we always say, somebody comes at the 11th hour. If that saying exists, what does that mean? We're in the 11th month, so God can still come through. If we say in the 11th hour, that means there's still something that can happen. And today I really want to challenge you to dream again. I want to challenge you to hope again. I want to challenge you to smile again. I want to challenge you to just come out of that, the mood that you're in, to come out of the deception even that the enemy wants to throw over you and to surround you with and make you just give up and say, you know what, God, I'm not expecting you no more. Because if you stop expecting God, guess what? He's not going to show up. He's not going to show up. God will not show up somewhere that is unexpected. But if you keep expecting him, even if it's the last day of the year, God can still do something for you that you haven't seen for the entire year. And I want to share that quickly with you. When the year started, even I think it was by the end of 2021, already entering 2022, the Lord has laid that on my heart. When I was doing a teaching on Nehemiah, I think it was about like maybe in October or November of last year. And I was doing a teaching about Nehemiah rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. And as I was, you know, doing some research, I realized that, you know, we just marveled at how Nehemiah was able to complete the wall in 52 days. And it's something marvelous. It's something incredible. It's something that we can even maybe call like supernatural. Because when you look at the dimensions of the wall, when you look at all the specifications even of the wall, it's something that, you know, when you research, they tell you that this wall should have taken at least, I think, about 4 years to be completed. And even years later, when they rebuilt the wall, because that wall was destroyed, and when they rebuilt it, I think that's about the time that it took them to do it. So you can see already not only the favor that Nehemiah was walking in, but you can also see the supernatural speed. You can see the divine acceleration. And if you haven't, you know, like heard anything of what I said, just hear this, please. Hear that God can do in 52 days what can take men 4 years. God can do in 6 days what can take men an eternity. Because if men were still here trying to create this world and create this universe, look what's happening. Every day we're still creating something new. But God already did that in 6 days. That was enough. So I'm just here to remind you of who God is and what God is able to do. God is able to bring to you the promise that he said. He's able to make those things happen for you, whether it be a child, whether it be a marriage, a relationship, even something that needs to be restored, a relationship that needs to be restored, or maybe your children's health or even your own health, whatever the case may be. Don't discount it. Don't count it as a loss already. You know, we have to wait until the end. And God is really asking you. And I can only emphasize that you will hear his voice and you will just dust those things again. Dust them. Take them back from where you put them. Don't lay them to the grave. Don't lay them, you know, down already, because it is not the time. God can speak life, and he wants to speak life over the dry bones. He wants to speak life to the things that you feel like they will never happen again. Maybe the entire picture, it will not be completed by the deadline that you have given yourself, but God will still move on it if only you give him the opportunity to do so, to reveal yourself. Reveal you. He wants to reveal to you who he is and what he's able to do. And I'm really coming with that word today. And I pray that it will resonate within your spirit, that you will really make way and make room for the Lord to move on your situation, to move on your circumstances, to move even on your mind, to move in your body, you know, to adjust what needs to be adjusted, whether it be a health issue, a relationship issue, a business thing or a professional issue, whatever the case may be, God is able. God is able. And he said, it is not over. The year is not over and your life is not over. Your situation is not over. So trust God and remember this. Those who put their hope in the Lord, they will never be put to shame. So I pray that this message bless you. I pray that we continue to stand and to press in on the word of God. I pray that we continue to see his glory and we really make room every day. Allow him, you know, more space to move and to do things that we haven't seen again, because that's what he longs to do. His word tells us eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has he entered the minds of men what the Lord wants to do for the people that he loves, for those that love him. And God loves you and he knows that you love him. So he will come through for you. So hang on tight. I pray that this message encourages you and blesses you. And by his grace, I will be back next Wednesday. But don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. And you will be able to follow us and to see any new content that we upload right there. So God bless you. And by his grace, I'll be back next week, Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to Swords, Spears, and Arrows with Camille Babin. If you would like to find out more, check our website, www.havilasolutions.com, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Havila Solutions. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any episode.